Hello, Pastor Steve Waldron with Biblical Archaeology Today. I am so grateful you're here with us, and I'm very thankful to be your host. We're going to be looking at the Ziggurat of Babylon. Of course, ziggurats are ubiquitous in Sumeria, ancient Near East, and you could make an argument in Cambodia, China, other parts of the world, including Central and South America. We won't go into that. Is it Jason Lisley maybe has some good books on that, or a good book? Anyhow, let's get started. Thanks for being here. We're using the Wycliffe Dictionary of Biblical Archaeology, editor Charles Pfeiffer, one of our many resources here. And so let's just jump in. I'm going to finish up a little section on Babylon and dive into the ziggurat. Do check out our other podcast here on the channel. So artifacts included a coarse-grained dolerite Hittite steel depicting the weather god, a basalt figure of a lion trampling a man. This is all from Babylon. And a steel, something that you ride on, like that would stand up, representing a local governor recording before Ishtar and Adad the restoration of the canal Sukai. The laying out of a town and the planting of date palms in the neighborhood of Kabar on the Euphrates. So now we come to the ziggurat of Babylon. And it says, E. Timon Unki, house of the foundation of heaven and earth. Is it where the Tower of Babel was? I think so. Excavated in the Sakan between the 1908 and 1911 was a vast complex over 1,340 feet square, surrounded by a heavy casemate wall. Ornamental towers adorned the inner walls and 10 elaborate gateways, two on the north, two on the east, two on the west, and four on the south, each with inner courts led to the interior. You'll notice some affinity with certain things in the Bible with that. Within the, not exact though, just kind of like hints and echoes, within the parabolas were three divisions, and this is section 6 on Babylon here in this wonderful book. Were three divisions, a court with numerous small houses on the north, a long western court, and the principal court of the ziggurat, and other large buildings. The ziggurat itself may date to the 3rd millennium, so this would, you know, go back to the time of the Tower of Babel. After Sennacherib's siege, it was restored by Nebuchadnezzar, which was Nebuchadnezzar's dad, basically, only to be destroyed, I think dad, not older brother. I don't have the information in front of me. Only to be destroyed by Xerxes from Persia, mentioned basically in scripture. Coldaway, a very good archaeologist of this area, found the structure to be a huge mass of mud brick set in layers of bitumen and matting with an outer shell of baked brick. So bitumen is like, you know, in a sense, asphalt. The base measured, I won't get into the differences there, the base measured approximately 300 feet square, but it was impossible to determine the nature of the superstructure. A stairway at right angles to the southern face indicated an approach, and Coldaway's reconstruction based on the plan known from Ur, because they found like, what, 22 ziggurats over there, added two stairways flanking the central steps. There can be little doubt that this was the Tower of Babel mentioned in Genesis 11, 1 through 9. That's what I was saying. A lot of people think that is. And then there's a bronze figure, absolutely amazing, of a four-faced god from the old Babylonian period, 1800 BC. And so we know cherubs had four faces, and they guarded the entrance to the Garden of Eden. So maybe they saw that, like Noah's family did, and then they remembered it and passed it down. So then you have the Bridge of Babylon, 7 piers of the famous bridge that spanned the Euphrates and united the two parts of the city were excavated, built of small bricks set in asphalt. Each pier measured 69 feet in length, 28 feet in width, and were spaced 28 foot intervals. I mean, they're just amazing in engineering. Let's turn this page here. The gateway to the bridge was in the huge protecting wall between the land and the first river pier. So next we come to Babylon and the Bible. Man, and it's literally from Genesis to Revelation. But that's where we're going to stop today. God bless you. Share with your friends, family, church family, and leave us a 5-star review. Just helps people find us. Know the Bible is 100% absolutely true. We have many hundreds and thousands of podcasts, many of them zoning in on that fact. God bless you. Bye-bye.